Blog Talk Radio.
Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing great. I've been wishing everybody happy Mother's Day. I've been texting people. I've been on Facebook, and so I've been doing that. And beautiful day here in Roanoke. I mean, the perfect spring day. So far, we're getting rain coming in shortly. Right around the time the moon goes void, of course, the rain's coming, okay?
That's not uncommon.
Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, talking about mommies, I have so many nests of baby birds, and mommy and daddy are taking good care of those little darlings in my yard. You know, mommy takes on, you know, many forms, and, like, the fathers that basically are being both father and mother, the ones that do double duty, I want to acknowledge them tonight, okay? But because I know several that are really close friends of mine, and they're so funny, you know. I said, sort of, you put the apron on today. And I thought I was being funny. At first, it wasn't taken well, and then he did laugh.
It's all about the Mr. Mom, too. And don't forget, with this Mars in Cancer, happy Mother's Day to all those nurturers of this earth.
Yes.
It's a beautiful time where we can connect with that physical earth energy and really ground into our environment and the beauty and work with healing and recharging the earth itself.
Absolutely. Well, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren live far away, so my babies are my four cats, actually, at least for right now. And that's okay, too. You know, like you say, it's all about that love, support, nurturing, caring for. It's a beautiful thing.
It is. So how about this new moon? What do you think about this?
I actually like this new moon because for a number of reasons, but I think the only thing I really spoke about when I put up the thing for the show tonight is I do like the double sextile to Neptune, okay, and the moon being exalted. To me, it is a time that your imagination can manifest into something really tangible and steadfast and long-lasting. I just like the potential there.
I like that. Again here, it mixes the water with the earth. So it's the feeling with the actual physical touch. And I like that with this is because we do need to dream bigger. We do need to have that optimism of Neptune saying all things are possible at this time. I'm so glad Uranus is not in that conjunction is all I'm trying to say because
I agree totally with that. Yes.
That could have made it a little explosive. I always like the sun moon dance together because the soul and the emotions harmonize at that. And right now with Mercury still direct in Gemini, a lot of information can come. Your head can dream big with this. And with that Mars in Cancer, it really says, I can do this because it does take that physicalness to it. Mars is one that we talk about Taurus being physical. The Cancer energy has to have their hands in everything. They have to physically touch it, things like this. They have to physically experience it. So Mars being there says that we have the capability of taking our actions and putting them into our dreams, which I just think is really awesome about this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love the fact that the head of the dragon and Mercury are conjunct, and they're both trining Saturn in Aquarius. And I'm like, oh, I like this. Higher mind energy, looking at the possibilities, having a plan A and a plan B. Yes. I think that's a really nice thing about this new moon lunation chart. So I'm liking that. Of course, I'm always that kind of person. I say, well, here's my plan A, here's my plan B. So that way, even if plan B is a little bit harder, I'll still get it done.
Well, any time we have planets that are in Gemini, you got to learn the flexibility, especially with the North Node there, okay? Because anything where the North Node is, it's to our greater benefit at that time to address that. And so that flexibility comes in. And, you know, this year, because every year is different. And with the Taurus energy, it has that charge of the Ram on one side, and it has a flexibility on the other side. So we not every year get the dualities like this. And I happen to really like this one because it does give us that flexibility.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love the fact that, again, people are becoming more sociable. Even if they're not going out in the public as they used to, people are doing much more of the virtual communication in different ways. And also, people are going out where it's safe now. I mean, we even have bands starting up here in Roanoke, so they're doing it outside, so there's plenty of room because we have some beautiful parks here. So now that the weather is getting better here, that's what's happening now. And I think people are just feeling, like, I want to say waves of relief, okay, because they're not necessarily having to stay as sequestered as they were before, okay. And so I think that that's paying off as far as just the energy when you move, like you go walk downtown or just run your errands, you can feel there has been an energy shift here. I mean, we're still under certain, you know, restrictions and all that just to be safe, but it's better than it was on the emotional and spiritual level here. How about there?
Well, and for our own greater benefit, it is, because Jupiter is in Aquarius, for our own greater benefit, it is bringing us out there. But we still have that square going on with the new moon, most specifically, and sun coming up, that are going to still have those restrictions upon it. Remember, anything that's good takes time, and slow and steady always wins the race. And this is what it's trying to teach you, is that, yeah, we're opening up, and we can breathe again, and let's do this slowly, one step at a time. And it's really a perfect timing for this because it's all about gathering new information, going out there and seeing new and different things, and really getting a fuller and richer picture for when we really can take off and run.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I tell you what, I am just so happy to see spring coming. And all the flowers here are blooming like crazy. Everywhere you look, you're seeing flowering trees. You're seeing yards or all kinds of flowers are just going crazy here. And we've had some wind. We've had some rain. We had a couple nights where we went almost to freezing again over the past month. But they all came back. They all came back, and birdies are being born.
Spring is here, and I'm sure the rabbits are running rapid because of that.
And I love
my
bunnies.
Yeah, it's a great time of year, and it really shows it here, the physical manifestation. You know, on the eastern border with the new moon, we also have a Libra rising in the Arabic part of Fortune conjuncted, which is also a really nice rebalancing and peacefulness that I find with this new moon. And it really is about smelling the new flowers that are coming out, seeing the beauty of the detail of everything starting to break and everything starting to have those robust growth patterns in them.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Well, here in Roanoke, we have Virgo rising, and it's in trine to both the lights here. And, of course, I know a lot of people that have gardens that they make not just flowers, but there's fruit trees, and there's gardens with all kinds of good food and stuff that's being tended to right now. This is the time to get everything ready and in the ground. So, again, I don't know if I put that out on here when I advertised the show, but you know, as you move across the United States, the ascendant of the lunation chart changes. So it can have, like, a different strength that I wouldn't see here, but they would see, like, for instance, in Montana, okay? So, and I like that because I have people everywhere like you do because we do a lot of virtual readings. And so it's kind of interesting how that is, that because every state and every sector of the country has a different weather pattern, and the lunation chart reflects that. It's so interesting, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. You know, it's fascinating how one planet can radiate a different energy just by the curvature of this Earth. And it just is amazing how we can have such different influences in different areas. One of the reasons why I like relocation, you know, I have clients who have had 12th house sons who really have had challenges in their childhood. And when they've moved to a different location and put that into their first house or another house, they've found real freedom out of it. And it's interesting how that energy shifts and changes when you shift location. I love that part of it.
I do too. I'm so with you on that. I'm so with you on that. Well, we have a couple of calls. Maybe we should see if we can help them out. What do you think?
Okay. How about we do that?
Okay.
Go on.
You know, you and I, we could talk all night. Okay. All right. Area code 347, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite. Hi, you guys. Happy Mother's Day. This is Tamika. I'm calling from
New
York.
Thank you. Same to you.
Hey, Tamika.
Hi. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Have you had a good day?
Yes, I did. I had Mother's Day with my mom. It was really good.
Excellent.
We had dinner. Mm-hmm. It was really good.
You're February 3rd, 1975?
September 3rd, 1978.
I had you up first, and then I pulled the other one up thinking, no, I was wrong.
Spell,
I didn't hear
spell
that
your
out.
Name for me. Spell your name for me.
P-A-N-E-K-A.
I can't get you up here. I don't know why. I probably misspelled the first time. All right.
Sometimes.
Just give me the information. I'll get it in here.
Okay.
It's September 3rd, 1978.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
7 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Kingston, Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Got it now.
Big Virgo.
Excellent.
Virgo baby.
And you live in New York now, Tamika?
Yes, Long Island, New York.
Nice.
So what would you like to know from us today?
I wanted to know, my current job, there was a ton, well, it's still going on, where I never really felt like I fit in, and I wanted to find a better job where I felt appreciated, and so I was applying all this winter. Things kind of calmed down a little bit, but it's still, you know, a negative situation. I just kind of started making the best of it by just forcing myself to be friendly with everyone and just accepting things that
yeah.
It's just the misery in that atmosphere is always going to be that way with those people because they've been here for so long. And so I was offered recently a job this week, just as things sort of started calming down at my job, and the job that I was offered is at a neurological office in charge of the Botox for neurology patients that have headaches, and it's $2 less than what I'm making. So I'm just wondering if you think it's a good time for me to move, if this is a good move, or should I stay and, like, keep looking.
Is this really what you want to do? Do you really like this? Is this really
no.
where you feel? Okay. Because what you have transiting through your natal chart right now in your sixth house of day-to-day work is both Saturn and Jupiter. Okay? And on the other side of that, Mercury is transiting through your 10th house of your career. They're going to become, right now, Mercury and Saturn are in trine, so there's a certain seriousness. You really, I have passion for you. Mars has been transiting through there. You've been battling through this whole entire situation, I understand, with the work you have, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to trine Saturn, and it's about looking at really what you want as far as your next job is concerned. It's not taking the next job to jump from one to the other because that Jupiter is dancing in there, okay? And Mercury is going to pass over it in about 2 weeks. It's going to go through the retrograde and come back, and so it's going to dance over it, okay? But it is going to pass over it, and it will be for your greater benefit to find the answer to this, okay? Venus is also going to be going into that house in a few weeks here as well. So you have your benefactor coming in there. So what I'm trying to say with all of this is patience, okay, because I think something really good is around the corner, and I think you just need to wait it out a little bit more and not compromise your personal values, please, but find a job that you really can appreciate and like. What do you think, Aphrodite?
End of the first week of July is your best shot. I'm looking at your relocation chart to Long Island, so it's a little bit of a different picture because, again, it's interesting because Jeff and I both look at different pictures, but we usually always get the same bottom line. It's so cool the way we do that together. In this chart, you've got a lot of Virgo, and these planets that are in Gemini now, and both the Moon and the Sun are heading in there too, and they're going to be squaring all your Virgo planets. So because of that, and with Mercury going retrograde, if you accept this job, what can happen is you can get something else you've already applied for that you really prefer that comes through right after you say yes, because this Mercury retrograde is very tricky. And again, when we have a Mercury retrograde in either Gemini or Virgo, it's a double whammy because both Gemini and Virgo are ruled by Mercury. Okay, so because of that, I think that this is, again, I think this is a test of your resolve. And so Mercury is going to be retrograde until the 23rd. It's still considered to be in its shadow until it goes back to the degree where it retrograded, which will not be until the end of the first week of July. So I am going to encourage you, as Jacqueline is, to continue your search for that which really vibrates to your frequency. Okay? You've got some nice trines with the Taurus planets, your Virgo planets, and that's why you've been able to step up to the plate, use your common sense, work in the matrix where you already have, you know, a good job that's supporting you right now. So you're not in an emergency here. I think you feel an inner urgency to change where you're working, but I think it's not something that you have to do immediately. I'd rather see you work the strategy and then find something that is the dream job, okay? Because, again, you're an employer's dream, honey, okay? You've got so much Virgo in your chart.
Yeah.
You are going to make
crazy.
Whoever you work for very happy.
And you know what's
Absolutely.
Crazy? My boss, she's born on – she has the same birthday as me, only she's born in 79 and I'm born in 78. We get along to a certain extent, but I feel like she gets manipulated a lot by a lot of Aries around her and Aquarius is around her that we have working in our work area. And then there's a Gemini girl that just came, and I just cannot take her. Like, she's so idiotic, the stuff that comes out of her mouth, she's very offensive. But anyways, yes, she's born my birthday, and we've gotten to, I feel like, better ground, where we pull each other aside sometime, and I feel like I could be honest with her. So that's
I love it.
Right.
You have a soul sister. You have a soul sister there. How awesome is that?
I know. And the day I decided to leave... she will understand. I know she will understand because she has like 7 kids. So I know she needs a job different for a different reason than I do or don't. You know, because I like want to move and I want like love still and children and marriage still. So I feel all that urgency. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Slow it down.
But
patience.
I think that when we are stirred inside ourselves to create a change, though, it opens up that portable, a positive expectation that the right thing is going to show up. See, you don't want to go from the frying pan into the fire. And there was times in the past, until you got your resolve in place, that you felt like you wanted to jump out of this job like a burning building. I know that. But that time, you came to terms with it because you do want to make the right decision for something that you can have growth and interest, and you can feel like you're part of a tribe in a way, where there's more synchronicity between you and your coworkers, because I think that that's what feeds you sometimes. I'm glad you found her. Yeah.
She's the only positive there, but she gets manipulated a lot by the signs that are there and dominated a lot by them. So it's like no room for me and her to really get too close because they're always watching and making sure that she doesn't get too close with me.
Mm-hmm. And again, the key to that is normally what we call passive resistance, okay? To respond but not react is the safest way to go with this for her, okay? And I think you can help her do that because you are an incredibly patient person, okay? Doesn't mean you don't get frustrated. You do. But you're very, very patient, and usually you'll find a way to, you know, turn the tables in your direction, okay? So, but I would wait it out. I'd look for something better for now. And support her for now while you're there. And that's a good thing. There may be things that you know spiritually that can help her. So when you do decide to move on, go there, she'll be able to cope with it much better. And maybe that's why you're still there, is for her.
Yeah. Yep, I feel like you guys, that's why I wanted to consult with the stars about this, because I feel like I needed to see, like hear out loud the confusion I'm feeling, and I think you guys are really right in what you're saying, because I feel that way too. Your words feel like what I'm telling myself inside.
Exactly. And you keep us posted. You check back in with us and let us know how things are going, okay?
I will.
Well, many blessings to you. Have a beautiful day. What's left of it.
Thanks. You guys too. Wonderful mothers.
All right. All right, many blessings. Okay, bye. Oh, my goodness. I always feel if I try to make a decision when I'm in the middle of an inner crisis, I'm usually not going to make the right one because I'm not coming from a place where I can access my sort of truth and balance the energy, you know? But she came around and said, you know what, I'm going to hang in here until I'm ready to make a new decision. And I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we do that because the energies of that indecision, you know, make us bounce back and forth and we lose our centering. And you're so right. It is about when you have a challenge with something, it is about seeing both sides and weighing both sides, but then setting it down and really coming to peace and balance to the point to where you go, how does that feel inside, you know? And when you go inside and you go to that truth, it really gives you that definitive answer. So it is about being not so wrapped up in the situation to find the answer.
Exactly. Exactly. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 216, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello. Hi, my name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Have you called in before?
Happy Mother's Day. Oh, yeah. Not for maybe 2 months. I usually call him once a month. September 1st, 65.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate that.
Bologna, Michigan. Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would consider myself a regular. Okay.
Now, tell me your birthday again, because I've got five Sharons on here. So
it's okay. September 1st, 1965.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. So what would you like to know today?
Well, you know, I want to look in my finances. They're not bad. Believe me, I'm more stable than I've ever been in 10 years. But I want to redo my kitchen. I've been saving money. I want to get new cabinets, and that's expensive. I've been saving every dime. I just want you to look into my finances and see if they're okay. I know I don't expect a windfall or anything, you know. I've worked for everything
okay.
I've ever had, if that makes sense. Yeah. Everything I get, I work for. Yep. No, I'm in Westlake, Ohio now.
Okay, that might make a difference. Let's see.
Oh, it'll make a little bit of a difference. Not much, but a little.
I can't be one of those blessed people who win money.
Well, and, you know, games of chance are really not your thing. Okay.
I know, you're right.
You know, you're a Virgo, you're thrifty, you know.
I know.
It's all good.
Cautious.
I'm not surprised that you would be considering remodeling some part of your home at this point in time or investing in your home at some point in time, because Mars just went in your second house of personal finances in Cancer, okay?
Wow,
Cancer rules the home, okay?
Yeah.
And you are, you know... Again, remember, by birth, your sun is in your fourth house of your home. Your home is crucially important to you, okay? And when you remodel your home, you activate that Uranus Pluto and Virgo connection that you have in your chart, okay? It is for your greater benefit, I feel, to do this remodeling, because in this remodeling, not only do you transform and change the kitchen, you also transform and change yourself.
Myself
so
and
is,
the
yeah,
and
nice.
The value and the value
okay.
of my condo,
this.
but I'm mostly doing it for myself, not for the value. I know.
No, it really is a transformation and change that is to your greater benefit, not just financially, but for your soul, to rejuvenate and recharge your soul. Is what I'm trying to say. You realize I'm also going to say at this time that it is about looking at the best deal, making the best plan. I wouldn't start on this because Mercury and Venus and the Sun and Uranus, which is going to be there for a long time, but, you know, the Moon, everything is in your 12th house at this point in time, okay?
Okay.
So it all is about the imagination and rebirth. Until it starts to get into your first house, should you act upon any of this? So... this may go into the next few months before not until the end of June, even physically starting this project, okay?
Okay.
So, and that's at the earliest. That's really at the earliest. I'd like to see it come in July, August. I think that's the ideal time that you'll really get the most productive work in this. So... think about it that way, that this doesn't have to be done overnight, and you have time to research not only what you want, but also the cost, okay?
Yep,
what do you
but
think
my finances, do you think my finances are okay? That was the thing.
Oh, I'm not worried about it.
Okay.
I think July is better for many reasons. And because all these Gemini planets, when you look at your chart in Westlake where you live now, what's happening is, the Gemini planets are forming stress aspects or squares to your Virgo. This is a great time to get estimates. It's a great time to get estimates, but it's not a good time to sign a contract until Mercury is not only direct, but out of its shadow. And that's after somewhere right around the second week of July. Now, what's going to happen, and Jacqueline brought this up earlier about Mars being in Cancer. Now, it's getting ready to move into your second house of real estate tomorrow.
Okay.
In this chart, in the Westlake chart. So the other planets are going to be moving also through Cancer, the sign of security in your second house of real estate, forming trines to your Scorpio planets. You're going to get a really good deal in July. Oh, yeah. So I think the
That's
wait
even better.
It's going to save you a lot of money.
I can wait. I wanted to save a little bit more money. I was thinking about more towards fall, to be honest with you. So you guys are right on, honestly.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't make any hasty decisions, but here again, it is about taking your time and doing this. It's not about the finances. You know, you go, I'm worried about spending all this money. And it's not about that with you, okay, because you're not an extravagant woman, first of all. I have to say that about you. I mean, you like nice things, but you're not extravagant. Okay, and with your finances, you have the capability of managing them without a problem. This is not, it's all about using your money for your journey, your peace, your happiness. It's a trade for really what you value, okay, because this, you don't value money, you value your happiness. So think about it a little differently. Don't stress so much about the money. Okay. Have more confidence in yourself.
Okay.
Exactly. And I also want to mention, too, so you have Pisces Virgo polarity points in your chart. Okay.
Okay.
So the kitchen is really important to you. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You're probably an excellent cook, too, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm. And so you really want it to be that way, and you want to be very safe. You want to have good water pressure. You want to make sure, again, that everything there is very safe. Now, is your house older or newer?
It's actually, I live in a condo. I'd say it's not old, it's not new, it's in the middle. How's that?
Okay, all right.
Townhouse.
So you just kind of, again, want to make sure, like, all the water fixtures are where you want them to be. Everything's very organized, so you can go in there, and you become the chef. It's like you walk into your kitchen, you put a hat on, right? That's how I'm seeing it. That's how crazy it is.
That's so funny. That's funny. But yeah,
I think you're right. I think it will probably be completed at the end of August and September near the first apple harvest. That's why I'm thinking July is your tipping point for the contract, but it might take a month or two to get it done the way you really want. And you want to have a say in that, okay?
I know.
And you need to have a say in that as far as what you want. And I think that's why I think that both Jack and I are pretty much seeing the same timelines with this.
Yeah.
Okay. That's wonderful because that's an investment. You know that's a big decision.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? The joy and the creativity it's going to bring to you is going to be amazing, girlfriend. Okay?
Well worth it. Well worth the money. Well worth the money.
Yep.
Thank you so much. That was wonderful.
You're welcome, and you keep us informed. We want to know how it goes with you, okay?
Thank you. Have a nice evening, okay?
You too. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I love all that Virgo energy. I can just see her cooking up the storm in there.
Oh, yeah. I have a Virgo friend who, every Thanksgiving, she saves me a plate of leftovers from her Thanksgiving dinner because she knows that I am going to drive her crazy over it because she took the exact perfect classic Thanksgiving dinner to the exact perfection every year.
Wow.
You know, those little Virgo energies really, you know, they can cook pretty well.
Awesome. Awesome. Wow. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 917, you're on the air. Hello? Air code 917. Are you there? Well, I can put him back on hold and check back. Because some people are waiting, like, on two different shows, so I'm just going to put them on hold, and we'll check back and see if they're there then. We'll go to the next one.
Okay.
Air code 901, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes, Sylvia.
Yay!
We can.
How you doing?
How are you all? I am good and grateful. If you all are mothers, happy great mother every day to you. Happy Mother's Day to every woman out there that's listening to the sound of my voice. Every day is Mother's Day. We all know that.
Alrighty then. I love that. I love that. Oh, that's a great declaration. I love it. Now, I know you don't live,
yeah.
You don't live in Memphis, Tennessee, do you? Didn't you move somewhere?
Yes, I do. Nowhere. I am still here in Memphis, Tennessee.
All right, then.
Getting ready to move, aren't you?
Yes.
Good deal.
I'm just waiting for the time. I wanted to, and then when I called where I wanted to go, it was like, okay, universe, I get it. It's not time to go to San Antonio. Maybe I need to look somewhere else. Maybe I need to plan better because I'm an Aries and I'm a pioneer, and I'll just pack a bag and jump on out there. But something is like, no, you need a plan.
Correct.
Yes.
You're in a very active T-square right now. That's, I want to say, a bit overwhelming. So there's going to be too many possibilities, and you're going to be over-processing everything right now because this is something that you really do want to do, and there might be more than one choice, and you aren't going to be able to be sure unless you can physically go there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You are going to be going through your Mars return, and again, you're looking for a place to call home. The neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
the building, the job. I mean, you want to feel a sense of security right now with this Mars and Cancer transit that we're experiencing in the moment. But all these
mm-hmm.
Gemini planets, they're really challenging you. That it's almost like, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? I mean, I can see you like on the internet. I can see you doing things. I can see you doing all this trying to figure it out. So you're a little bit too much, I think, in sensory overload
mm-hmm.
because the desire is strong, but it's not strong enough and stable enough for you to really do it just yet. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so agree. It cracks me up how the two of us so agree on things all the time.
Okay? I know.
it verifies to me that astrology really is right on the mark. Because, again, here, I know my little rabbit wants to run, okay? But,
I like the way you say that.
Aphrodite is so right. This is not the timing of it yet. You want to wait till these planets start to get into your fourth house of your home and start to give that motivation to it. We're looking at July, okay, before this is going to happen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I so agree with Aphrodite. We have the same thing as the previous caller. Do the due diligence research. Have the patience, okay, because it will pay off. You need to physically see it. You need to go and do what you need to do to know where you need to go. And again here,
mm-hmm.
How are you going to live there? What neighborhood do you like? What job are you going to have? How's that all going to work? And I'm going to give you a little trick because Neptune right now has passed over your Mercury. So it's doing the dance, okay? And it's in your 12th house, which is your dream time. So before you go to bed, I want you to start saying, come on. Show me the path, show me the direction, show me what's going on and where I need to go. Because I understand, being an Aries, that there's a certain amount of tension there of let's go, let's go, let's go, when you're stuck in neutral, okay? And this will help you work things out in your dream time, and you'll also be able to see those visions, okay? It'll give you these little glimpses that'll be inspiring. So just a little suggestion for you, Sylvia.
Oh, okay. I wanted, well, once upon a time, I wanted to go back to school and just get a associate's degree in psychology. And now I don't feel that I don't feel enthusiastic. I still want to go, but I'm just like, why don't I feel enthusiastic when I think about it? Why is not my feeling not matching? So I have not progressed to going to register for college because it's just not that enthusiasm, yes, career-wise, but it's just like, I hope you get what I'm saying. I just don't feel enthusiastic. My inner being does not just feel enthusiastic about going to register to college at this moment to do it. And
no,
I was thinking, like, am I just being lazy?
You need to move first. You need to move first. Because that's going to help you. Once you make the move, then look into the fall. Okay? I think, again, don't get too far ahead of yourself, my Aries girl. You're a double Aries. I mean, you got Aries rising and you got Aries sun. I mean, the sun was just coming up over the horizon the day you were born, honey. Okay? So because of that, you need to take care of your I am first and to serve them second right now. Okay? And I think that that's going to go on. You want to make the move. And once you make that move, then look into the college opportunities that are going to be in that area. Even if you do some of it remotely, that's just fine. But I think that it's important for you to get yourself where you feel that you really radiant light again before you pursue more education, even though you're going to be an amazing psychologist. I know that. Okay? So don't take it off the drawing board. Just know it's not the first step. Okay?
Okay, so getting relocated, you say even if it's a remote place, that first step, and then it's like, oh, then.
See, there's
yeah,
a lot of college classes
like,
you can take on the internet now. Like you can move towards your degree from anywhere you live anymore, and that's one of the things that the pandemic has actually brought to us, okay? Know that. Look at where you want to live and be, have your being, where you'd want to start a practice once you get your psychology degree, where you think there is the need, where you think it's going to work for you. There's some moving parts that you need to not let your impatience get in the way of you looking at them right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, what do you think, Jasmine?
And don't discount Texas out. Just don't. Okay, I'm not gonna take San Antonio out of it. Okay, I'm just telling you. One thing, and I just want to make this little footnote so that you can get this visual. As you were coming out of the birth canal, the sun was just coming up over the ocean. So as you came out, this bright sunshine was coming out with you. Think about it that way. That's a rarity for somebody to have that.
Exactly.
Interesting. I don't know what that means, but...
It means you're a bright ray of sunshine is what you are.
Oh.
Yes. Presence. Hey, here I am. Everywhere I go, I'm going to shine.
Okay. I think I'm looking further, instead of in San Antonio now, I think I'm looking more Dallas, Fort Worth, anywhere between Dallas, Fort Worth to Houston, because I know when you all checked that was a good place for me to be as well in the state of Texas. So, yeah. Yeah. And I was just like, I want to go to school out of town. I really don't want to go here where I'm at. I'm like, want to go out of town. I'm sorry, what did you say, Jacqueline?
Put it lower on your list. So, yeah, I'll get back to that.
Yeah, because I was going to sign up to be a notary public as well because they don't have one here in my building. And when I started reading about it, something said, slow down, do more research before you, because I'll just jump into things if I see there's a good opportunity. But my inner being is like speaking to me more and more now, like, skirt, no, hold, pump the brakes. Nope, hold up.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
I thank you, lady.
Timing is everything. Okay.
Okay.
And
anything else? Anything
like
else I need to know before we get off the phone?
No matter where you live, you can take some classes online.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So
yeah.
Don't look at where you want to live and have your being, where you can be happy in that community. It's more important
mm-hmm.
than many other things, because at the end of the day, you're going to have your life to live. You're going to be taking classes. You're going to be doing these things. You want to be happy when you come home. You want to have a place where you can study, not be interrupted. You want a place that has a good internet connection, of course, because if you're going to take classes online, you're going to need that. So know that there's a big door open for you, okay? So take your time, and work through it for now. But I think the move is going to be more primary, but I know for sure that you're going to make an excellent psychologist once you get into the right place for you to really feel that you have your nest. You're going to do amazing things.
Okay. Could you tell me a little bit more before we go? What did you say on my Mars return? Could you explain that a little bit more? I'm not clear on that one.
All right. Well, your Mars is in Cancer, okay, the sign of the nurture in the fourth house of home. So your home
mm-hmm.
is your nest. Your home is your security. Now, Mars is only in Cancer every 2.5 years for 7 weeks. Now, your Mars at 14, almost 15 degrees of Cancer, and right now in the heavens above us, as we're having this conversation, it's at 11 degrees of Cancer. This week, you're going through your Mars return. So you need to sit with yourself and say, I need to be comfortable and secure where I'm going, show me. You're doing your prayers, your meditations, however you connect with the divine, really concentrate on that this week. Unfortunately, your Mars squares your sun and your ascendant from birth. So part of you wants to be comfortable, and part of you is like this big go-getter. And often these two things are in conflict. But I think right now your comfort margin is more important, because once you get comfortable, you're going to feel that you can go out there and go for it, okay? So this week, it's important to do your meditations, sit with yourself, and really just take a look at things without rushing.
If
you like Dallas, you like some of these other places, go online. Look at the area. Look at what the rents are. Look at how much it costs to live there. Look at the political arena there, like what's in the editorial pages of the local newspaper. Look at things that give you information to know if it's a fit for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Take your time and do this a little bit more thoroughly, only because it's going to put you in the right place, honey. It is.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We're always glad to talk to you, honey.
you all as well. Thank you so much.
I greatly
appreciate you, ladies. Thank you. Leave me on. I'm going to continue to listen. And I'm going to yield the floor and let you get to the next caller. Thank you. Thank you, Aphrodite. Thank you, Jacqueline.
Welcome.
Leave me on. I'm going to continue to listen.
You got it, girl. Okay. She's so wicked sweet, isn't she?
Oh, I have a prejudice towards Aries, obviously.
Mhm. Oh yeah, really? Uh-huh. We could call him husband.
You'll have that.
All right. Let's see if we can take one more. I'm going to go back and see if I can pick up this 917, because it's still showing up that they're on here. Air code 917. You're on the air. Are you there? No, I guess that's not going to happen tonight. Hello? Okay. Well, I'll let it go. Well, we don't have anybody else on hold, so let's tell people where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. Happy Mother's Day to people that are listening, and Hope you enjoyed your Sunday, no matter what you did, and we'll be here next week. And we love doing the show, and thank you so much for calling in and listening to us, because we really want to help. Blessings to you.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.